welcome everyone to this edition of our Chai Talks, where we're taking a few minutes to introduce an event in the province of Alberta this summer. I'm your host, Sebastian Porton. I'm the executive director with Triathlon Alberta. And with me today is Ian Laxdal, who is the event organizer for the St. Albert Adult Triathlon. The St. Albert Adult is coming back this summer after a two-year hiatus on August 7th, 2022. Ian, tell us a little bit about yourself and the event.
Well, the St. Albert Triathlon is, I believe, the oldest sprint triathlon in Alberta. It's been running since 1989. We've had great success. Of course, numbers in all triathlons have dwindled a bit in the past few years just because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But we're expecting a really successful event this year. Mm-hmm. I have pretty much the same team that I've had in past years, so I'm expecting things to go very well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Like, what kind of inspired you to take on that role of race director for this race?
Well, when I first started in triathlon, actually not when I first started in triathlon, but when I first started with this club, they'd as will happen, they coerced me into taking on one of the leadership roles in the race. So I was working as the registration captain. The race director decided to step down that year, and they sort of told me that I was going to be the new race director.
Yeah, being told is a great thing.
Yeah, I haven't been race director every year since then. But I've always been one of the key people in the race. So I've always been a race captain, mm-hmm. and central within the race for I think about 15 years now.
Oh wow! Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the event? And I know that you guys have had a bit of venue change this year.
We're having a venue change this year, yes. Unfortunately, as can happen with an older facility, Fountain Park needs a bunch of work, and they've decided they're going to do that over this summer and next summer.
Okay.
So for the 2022, 2020, and the 2023 race, mm-hmm. we won't be able to use the Fountain Park facility, but the city of St. Albert has been excellent to deal with. They said that we could have the outdoor pool at Grosvenor available to us. It's a little bit smaller, so the event's going to be, there's going to be a little bit of logistics to make it work. Mm-hmm. But we have a good course, really good run course, really good bike course, mm-hmm. And an outdoor pool, outdoor facility. So it's I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, outdoor in August, that's going to be really nice.
I think so, yeah.
What type of distances are you offering for this event?
We do a sprint and a tri-a-tri. We initially only did the sprint distance until I think about 8 years ago. And then we started to do the tri-a-tri just because it seemed to be something that people were asking for as well. We offer a team relay. So,
okay. Very nice.
So if people want to split up the race between three participants, that's available as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And I see that you guys have some world qualification spots this year.
Can you tell us? Yes, we do. We have world qualification spots for the race, which I believe is in Hamburg, Germany next year, which is kind of nice because I've done a few worlds and I've actually done one in Hamburg, and that's a excellent, excellent venue. Mm-hmm. I swam in the Binnenalster, then the ride is through the Reeperbahn, and it's really quite an interesting race right in the center of one of the mm-hmm. premier cities in Europe. So
mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, I mean, thank you, Ian, for kind of taking the time with us today. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this event over the summertime.
As am I. I miss doing it, so I'll be happy to get back to it.
Excellent. Well, that was it for the St. Albert Triathlon. And up next, we have Sharon Stiles, who has just competed in the Montreal World Championships. Sharon, can you tell us like a little bit about yourself, kind of like how you got started in the sport and such?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I come from a competitive running background, and kind of through my 20s, I was targeting, you know, the 10K road race circuit, competitive road race circuit. Honestly, I just found myself getting injured a lot. And after one particular bad race, I said, that's it. I need a change. And I said, I'm going to do a triathlon. And I think I signed up for one 2 weeks later. I was on a borrowed bike. Mm-hmm. It was a steel frame bike with the shifters on the down tube.
Oh, yeah.
And baskets and everything. And I remember going up a hill and being so nervous to take my hands off to shift on this down tube that I'm sure I went up this hill at 40 RPM. But anyways, that was my first triathlon. That was in 2007. Mm-hmm. And I was hooked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just loved it. I was all in after that. I bought a road bike, I think, the next week, did a couple more races that summer. Mm-hmm. The following summer, I hired a coach, and I was just off and running. I started with some sprints and some Olympics, and eventually moved up to the long course. And yeah, the rest is history. And I became a coach not too far after that, in 2009. So I've been coaching since then as well.
Right on. And we saw that kind of like phenomenal performance that you had put in Montreal. Can you tell us a little bit about how that race kind of went for you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, so it was the draft legal sprint distance world championships. I just come off of an Ironman year last year. So it was a complete 360, having to find some aggression and some speed and also be confident, you know, on the road bike, in a pack, going into corners. It was a really technical bike course. So there was a lot of preparation that went into the race in terms of getting swimming faster, being really confident on the bike, and building some run speed back after doing Ironman. And so really, you know, there was the physical preparation, but then there was quite a bit of mental preparation in terms of being willing to go really hard and go deep into the pain cave, as I like to say. So race day was good. It was really hot with the Humidex. It was 30 or something. We started kind of mid-morning. It was hot by the time we went. You know, my goal was to swim really aggressively, treat it like a swim-only race, because I knew there were going to be some strong swimmers. And in draft legal, you have to get out early. And so I did that. I came out of the water third. Right. We had really long transitions. There was a ramp and then 40 stairs. Our transition was the second level of a parking garage. So, heart rate was through the roof going through transition. And I came out of transition with that, the lady that was in second place, beat her at the mount line. Part of the goal for the race also was to be perfect in transition. So a lot of practice went into good transitions. So I got away from her at the mount line and I was able to catch the woman in first place, within a couple minutes. And so she and I worked together on the bike. We found another pack of riders from an earlier age group wave. So they were just sending us 5 minutes apart. And so as a female, you could draft any woman out there. It didn't matter if they were in your age group or not. So we were working with a group of women from 40 to 44, a little bit on the first lap. And then in the second lap ended up just being three of us, the lady that was in first, myself, and a lady from another country. Mm-hmm. And so the ride was great. You know, everyone stayed upright. Very technical course, very busy course, lots of corners, lots of U-turns. came off the bike in second. I came off the bike in first. I think I beat her to the line and just had a speedy, quick transition out on the run. And that's when the big suffer fest started, because she was close. Bronze medal position was close. And I just had to kind of go all in and go as hard as I could for 5K. So very different from Ironman. Different kind of suffering, short, hard, and fast. It was really exciting crossing the finish line first and being, you know, world champion in your age group. It's an experience that a lot of other sports, you don't get to have that, to go and represent your country just as an average adult, getting to, you know, don the maple leaf, represent your country, stand on a podium with your flag. I mean, that's not a lot of sports you can do that. I think that's pretty unique to triathlon. So it was very special. Yeah. Very exciting. I'm still riding a high from that. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Like it was like, we saw like the pictures with like the heat and everything else. And like,
it was very hot
transition. It's like, okay, that's different. And like it looked like a really good race that they put on there in Montreal. And
yeah, you know, it was ideal and it was really spectator friendly. And I mean, aside from, you know, the second story parking garage transition, I mean, yeah, it was great. I wouldn't change anything, you know, long transitions, but I mean, I think that's pretty common for world championship races. Yeah. You've got closed bike courses and you're trying to, you know, allow people to still get around. And so, it's a great place for a race, you know, really spectator friendly, really great to watch the elites too. You know, there was lots of places where you could go and get, you know, real good bird's eye view on the elites races. So that was really special. Also being able to cheer on our Canadians.
Yeah.
In their races as well. It was really exciting.
Yeah. And they like the elites and the juniors and stuff, they did pretty well from what we saw anyway. And, so it was really exciting to see that, like, there was quite a lot of folks on the Canadian contingent that did really well. In Montreal. And I saw like you also participated in like the mixed relay that was new for this year. At the World Championships. How did that kind of go, and how did that come about, and how did the teams kind of get chosen?
Well, I mean, so first time for the age groupers to do a mixed team relay World Championship. So I don't think it was easy on our team managers. For the Canadian teams, our teams were put together with random selection. So we didn't stack teams. We didn't have an A, B, and C team. Mm. It was all really random. So you didn't know if you were going to have a fast team or an average team or whatever. There were lots of changes. Mm-hmm. Our team manager, Christine, I mean, huge kudos to her. It must have been a complete nightmare. I mean, we got a new teammate for our team the day before the race.
Okay. Yeah.
We met him at bike check-in. So, you know, it was crazy, but the mixed team relay itself was amazing. It was so much fun. The older age groups went early in the morning, and then we got to be the 40 to 49 got to be the younger age groups. We went later in the morning. So with the Humidex, it was about 38.
Oh, wow.
Very different from our Alberta spring that we've been having with the cold weather. It was great. So for those that don't know, it's a super sprint triathlon. It goes man, woman, same as the elites. Mm-hmm. And we did a 300 meter swim, a 5K bike, and a 1.6 kilometer run. And so basically you just take your turn and you go as hard as you can. Yep. There's no holding back. There's no checking your pace or checking your heart rate. You just go.
Yep.
And you tag off your teammate. You know, it was really great. We got to meet new people. We were cheering on people from the other Canadian teams as well. You kind of got to know all the other people in your age group, our 40 to 49 age group. I think we had 6 or 7, maybe even 8 teams.
Oh, wow.
From Canada, just for 40 to 49. They make a 10-year age group for the mixed team relays instead of 5-year age groups. And so you're out there cheering everyone else on from the other teams, and you kind of felt like a pro out there. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And we had teammates from all over the country. We made new friends. And it was a really cool experience. I really, really hope I get to do another one sometime in the future. And it would be a lot of fun if we could, you know, try and get some regional mixed team relays going, you know, locally here too. Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
It's certainly something that we're looking at for the Mad Moto events that we're running. Maybe not quite this year, but certainly for the winter time. And we're starting like those bookings into Calgary. We have ones booked in Edmonton for the winter time already.
Oh, good.
But when we have 3 booked here from January, February, and March, we're just waiting for the facilities to kind of let us book for the winter time in Calgary. Because we want to be able to introduce that like team concept that's a little bit new to triathlon.
It's really amazing. It kind of gives you that extra push to go a little harder at the end, because you know you're tagging off to your teammate and just to be there at the finish line to greet your last person in and celebrate. Mm-hmm. And it was really special. I really, really hope I get to do another one. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, like we'll get to run one similar close to it, at least like with heats and finals. At a Mad Moto in at the Speedway in Leduc. End of August, because we got the Speedway booked, close to traffic, draft legal for juniors, elites, and age groupers.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so we'll run like heats and finals, because like the racetrack is only 2.5 kilometers, so like the run and the bikes are like 1 to 2.5 kilometers long.
Oh, that'll be so amazing.
Yeah, so it'll be like really super fast and fun.
Okay, I gotta get in on that.
So like what kind of keeps you going now at this point with having accomplished like the gold medal and such, like what's kind of like the next target?
I mean, oh, I always have targets. I love the sport. I love competing. I love working hard and training hard. For me personally, this year, I also have Kona, the Ironman World Championships in October. So I'm going again from one extreme to the other, short, short to long, long. So now I've worked on getting all this speed back. I shift gears and going to become a diesel engine again for the rest of the summer training. So going back into long stuff again. But I love being part of this community and the opportunities to travel and meet people and experience new places through the sport of triathlon has been such a gift. And it's always inspiring going to these world championships and you see the competitors in their 70s and their 80s. And you think, I'm still going to be doing this when I'm in my 70s and 80s and watching those guys, you know, come around and finish is inspiration enough to keep going. You know, there was a team in their 80s in the mixed team relay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they were out there a long time, but they did it and it was so hot. Yeah. So, you know, I just love the challenge of the sport and challenging myself. And so I think I'll stick with it for a while longer yet.
No, that's awesome. That's great to hear. And thank you so much for joining us today on our Tri Talks. We're looking forward to seeing you out maybe in Leduc and maybe in some of the races in the winter time. And
yeah, for sure.
Good luck in Kona.
Thank you.